This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Masechta Nazir, Daf HaShavua. Welcome, everybody. Maybe you've seen, tonight we released the premiere of You Could Make It Happen, Bi'Ameinu. I hope everybody takes a moment to look at that video. That video is even more important than Daf HaShavua. Because if you're still bringing your phone in your shul, you're not davening every day. So more important than learning is that you need to daven in the proper way. That's the foundation. I mean, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Please take a moment to watch the video, and that's not enough. You need to sign. You need to commit yourself not to bring it in. I think every day I'm going to review a shaila I had of people who wanted to know whether it applies to them. The shaila of the day is, somebody wanted to know, their wife wants them to keep the phone on. What should they do? Answer, they should not keep the phone on. You can't keep the phone on in the shul. It's up to them if they want to attend the shul. If they want to attend the shul, they need to turn the phone off. If they want to listen to their wife, then they should stay at home. Those are the two options. Or they could get a beeper to be used only in case of emergency. You do not have to be on call every single moment of the day. If you really want to listen to your wife, listen to the other 99 things she asks of you that you don't listen to. First work on those, and then when you're finished on those, come back and ask the shaila again. Anyway, that's a very good hakdama to today's limud in Masechta Nazir. Anyway, okay, we just, the Gemara had the following question. Why is it that the Mishnah starts with Kol Kinoi Nazirus, and all Kinuyim of Nazirus are like Nazirus, and then the Mishnah explains Yadais. It begins with Kinuyim, and then explains Yadais. So the Gemara said, no, the Mishnah is missing words. Kol Kinoi Nazirus Kinazirus, and then V'kol Yadois Nazirus Kinazirus. It first explains Yadois, and then it explains Nazirus. So Gemara wanted to know, why would it first explain Yadois? It should first explain Kinuyim. Kinuyim is the first category of Nazirus mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Gemara brought three examples from Masechta Shabbos, where it says category one, then category two. It first explains category two, and then it goes back to explain category one. But then the Gemara asks from two other examples where it gives two categories, and it first explains category one. So the Gemara says there's rhyme and reason for the style of the Mishnah. When the Mishnah is listing personal obligations, for example, what you are allowed to and what you're not allowed to light Friday night, what you're allowed to insulate, what you're not allowed to insulate, what you're allowed to, what a woman could carry and what she can carry, it first explains the prohibition. Because since it's personal iser, it's more severe, the Rush explained. As opposed to the behema, where it's not an iser on you inherently, it's on you, ID, the behema. It's something you have to be careful about regarding the animal. So therefore, that is not a personal obligation. So then it says category one, then category two, then it first explains category one and then category two, because it's not a personal obligation. Now we're on Daf Beis Amud Beis. What about by Nachala? Gabe Yesh Noichlen in Baba Basra, where it says some people inherit and bequeath, and three other cases. Nami Mefarish Iker Nachla Beresh. It also explains the Yesh Noichlen Umanchilen first, because that's the primary case of inheritance. The primary case of inheritance is a case where a guy inherits and bequeaths to others. The problem, though, is that using this barometer and applying it to our Mishnah, so in our Mishnah, both Kinuyim and Yadois are both personal obligations. It should first explain Kinuyim and then Yadois, but it doesn't do that. It first explains Yadois and then Kinuyim. Elahacha, Lifroish Kinuya Beresha. Here, it should explain Kinuyim first. Go back to Toisus on Amud Aleph. three lines on the bottom. Elahacha lifroish kinoi bereish kolamer b'masnis in our mishnah b'may de pasach in what it began with bein hakinuyin, whether it's kinuyin or bein hayadus or yadus isura de nafshehu, it is a personal obligation. Okay, so answers the Gemara. Elahainu tam yadus. This is reason for yadus. Hoil the asyan. I'm sorry, Elahainu Tam. Here's the reason. Yadois, Hova Asin La Midrasha. Yadois, since it's derived from Midrasha, we learn the concept of Yadois from Ish, Kiyidar, Nedar, Nazir, Lehazir. We dash him from the extra word Lehazir to include Yadois. Since it's learned from Midrasha, Chavivin Le, it's beloved. There's a concept. Chavivin Divre Soifim Yoiser Miyena Shel Toira. By the way, it comes out, just a thought, do we always put something that learned from a drasha first? Maybe since the whole reason Nazir is here in the first place is to explain the ill effects of Yayin, and in the context of Yayin, drush drush is more chaviv than yena shel toira. So specifically in this context, we say chaviv and divrei soifrim yoiser miyena shel toira. Ho v'asin le midrasha chaviv and light. So ask the Gemara, if Yadois is so beloved that it's explained first, why wouldn't the Mishnah open up with Kol Yadois Nizirus Kenazirus, Vilif Toyach Bahain Beresha? Open with it first. Says the Gemara, Tana, Kimascha Mascha Be'ikar Karban. The Tana, when it begins with the primary way that somebody would bring Karbanois for Nazirus, namely through Kinuyim. But once we explain and offer explanation, well, inyan perushi mefarish yadois bereisha. We explain yadois first. Okay, go back to Tosfos on Amud Aleph, two lines on the bottom. Yadois hov asim midrash chavivalei de darshin parakam de nedarim. We learned in the first parak of nedarim that we darshin nazir lahazir lashem lasas yadois nazirus kinazirus, to make yadois nazirus like nazirus beikar karban the hainu hakinuyin. Kinuyim is the main way to be obligated in the karbanis and the procedure of nazirus. She'inan tzrichus l'drasha. Kinuyim doesn't need a drasha. Why does kinuy not need a drasha? Light Rabbi Yochanan that kinuyim are other languages, so of course it doesn't need a drasha. It's the person explicitly accepted upon himself. According to Reish Lakish, also once the Chachomim invented the language, the Tosfos said in the second wide line, it's a Kabbalah Gemura. It's not. You don't need a drasha. It's common sense. It's the Kabbalah Nazirus Gamarhu Ella Sha'amar. It's a full-fledged acceptance of Nazirus. It's just you said it in a Lashon of Kinuyim. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. The Mishnah then gave two cases of Yadois. Ha'omer ahe, hareza nazir. Oy ahe noe. If somebody said, I will be, they're a nazir. Or if somebody says, I will be beautiful, these are both cases of Yadois. Yadois, again, is where he didn't say a complete statement. Says the Gemara, Ahe, if somebody just says, Ahe, you're a Nazir, there are many things you could be when you say, I will be. Dilma Ahe betainas kamar. Maybe he means, I will be in a state of fasting. Isn't that a valid possibility? Look in the Tosfos. Lema kasabar shmuel yadayim. Okay, no Tosfos. In other words, the word ahe, if it's followed by the word betainis, means a kabbalah of a tainis. So maybe you mean a tainis. Now, which one do you think is more likely? If a guy says ahe, does he mean a nazir or he mean a tainis? The thing is, what time of the day is it? If it's the middle of the day, he already ate that day. So if he's saying ahe, betainis, it's not going to be effective until tomorrow. On the other hand, if he means nazirus, it's effective. It could be effective immediately. Now, if the guy says ahe, presumably he wants to be something right now. So it is somewhat more inclined to meaning that he'll be a nazir than he'll be betainis. But still, how do we know? So it is a handle, but it's not a conclusive handle. It's not a definitive handle, says the Gemara. Amar Shmuel kegoin shahaya nazir oiver lefanav. No, it's a conclusive handle, because the guy said a hey, as a man with very long hair passes him by. Now, not every day do you see a man with very long hair. You see Isha with very long. You don't see a man with very long hair. And the guy, Pinklach, when the man, the Nazir passed in front of him, he said, ah, hey. So it is a conclusive Yad. It is a Yad Moichiach. It's a handle that is clear. Wait a second. But that implies if the Nazir was not passing in front of him, then we would say we have no idea what he meant by saying ahe. That yadayim she'enon meichichais lo'havin yadayin. In fact, the Gemara, are we going to say lema kasavar shmol yadayim she'enon meichichais lo'havin yadayin? We're going to say handles that are not clear proofs, are not yadayim. Does Shmuel hold that handles that are not strong indicators are not yadayim? It's only when the nazir is passing in front of him, and if the nazir is not passing in front of him, then we say the yad is ineffective. Again, but this is predicated on the fact that when you say the word ahe, it's more reasonable to assume the guy means I want to be a nazir than betainis, because the nazirus could be chal immediately, and the tainis cannot be, is not chal immediately. Look in Toisus. Lema kasavar shmol tab Toisus yadam shen mechil so haven yadayim perish. Deisvir le haven yadayim. If handles which are not so conclusive are yadayim, lamele l'shmol ukmi masnisim benazir over l'fanav. Why did Shmuel have to establish the Mishnah that the nazir is walking in front of him? Afilu ein nazir over l'fanav. Even if the nazir is not nami d'chshamar ahei, when the guy says I will be yad miyahava, it is a handle. Why d'tfei mashmai akabolas nazirus? It's more mashmai. He's accepting nazirus d'roi lachol alter, which is fit to be chal immediately. Afilu achal v'shasa b'yay. Afilu achal v'shasa b'yayin kol yom. Even if he was eating and drinking grapes and wine the whole day, mechatze yom ve'ilach, from midday and on, yachal liyos nazir. So kabolas nazirus could be on a dime. You could have woken up in the morning, eaten a cluster of grapes, followed by a bottle of wine, followed by eating raisins, followed by more wine, followed by more grapes, followed by cotton candy grapes. I don't know why people are into that. And then he says, I hate Nazir, and he becomes a Nazir, as opposed to a guy, if he wakes up in the morning and he has one cup of water and he says, I hate Batinus, he's done for the day. So it's a yad, it's just not meichichos. Mikabolas tainus dim achal kvar, if he already ate lo yuchal esanos ad lamachar, he can't start fasting till tomorrow. Vilishna dahe mashma dahe nazir la'alter. The word ahe implies something immediately. Hilkach yad have, it is a handle. Ve'iloi boi shmo yadam echis, if conclusive handles are not required, so then even if the nazir is not passing in front of him, afilu ein nazir over lefanav nami. Answers the Gemara. And we're going to learn the Gemara according to Tosfos. So you might look in your editions of the Gemara, not to mention any names, and you're going to say, that's not how they explain it. I'm explaining the Gemara according to Tosfos, not according to any Talmud Bavli translated it into the vernacular. We're explaining it according to the Tosfos. Says the Gemara, Amri will say, incorrect, yes, Shmuel holds yadayim she'enam al-chichas la'havin yadayim. Bizman she'nazar al-lefanav, if there's another walking in front of you, leka l'svuke b'mal sachrina. There is no doubt, we will not entertain any other possibility. Aval, but, says the Bach, ein nazir over lefanav, the nazir not walking in front of you, Amrinan will say, dilmahi b'tainus kamar, you're right, ein achanami, Shmuel holds yadayim she'en mechichos lo'havin yadayim. And therefore, if the nazir passes in front of you, then we'll say he means I want to be a nazir. If the nazir is not passing in front of you, then he won't be a nazir. The other way to learn the Gemara is that if the nazir is not passing in front of you, it's not a yad at all. It's a very nice pshat. That pshat works according to a different gersa. The way I explain the Gemara is based on the gersa of the Bach and the way Tosfos learns. Look in next Tosfos. Hachi gar sinan. Amri in Bizman Shah Nazir Kolaimar, as if to say, in Vaday Shmuel Svirule Yadayim Sheinon Mechichos Loi Havin Yadayim. Shmuel holds handles that are not conclusive are not handles. Uven Nazir Oyvilafanov. If the Nazir is passing in front of you like a Lesvuke, there's no. You're not going to have any other possibility to have yadayim meichichos. That is conclusive yadayim. Aval ein nazir avilafanav. The nazir is not passing in front of you. Dilma ahei betainis ka'amar. Maybe what he means is I will be betainis kolaymar v'loy havien yadayim meichichos. Frak the Gemara v'dilma lepaitroy min karbonaisav. Maybe the guy when he said ahei betainis. I'm sorry, when the guy said ahe, and the nazir is passing in front of him, he didn't mean I'm going to be a nazir. He meant I will bring your karbanos. You're a nazir. You're going to have to bring sacrifices when you finish your naziros. I take those sacrifices as my responsibility. I never meant that I'm going to accepting the status of being a nazir. I don't want to be a nazir. I want to be makriv your karbanos. The Dilma lepoitroy min karbanoisav ka'amar. Maybe what he's doing is he wants to be exempt. He wants to exempt the fellow from his karbanos. Says Toisvis, the Dilma lepoitroy min karbanoisav hamutalin alav. That's placed upon him lahavi kishayashim lenazirusai. V'lei niskavin klal lekabel olav al atzmai naziros. He never meant to accept upon himself the status of naziros. He just wants to take upon himself the responsibility to bring karbanos. Maybe ahei means I take upon myself the responsibility to bring karbanos, but I don't want to have that status. How if yadayim she'in moichichos loy havin yadayim? Then you can't be certain he means he's accepting the status. To which the Gemara says something amazing. Dika amar belibai. He says that I said in my heart, I want to be a nazir. Now we never heard him say that. All we heard him say is, ahe. He said ahe, and then there was a nazir walking in front of him. So we say, we're not sure what you mean. Do you mean you want to be a nazir, or do you mean you want to bring just the karbanos of a nazir? And the guy says, well, what I was thinking was, I want to be a nazir. Now, who cares what he's thinking? Don't you need bitois vasayim? The answer is, he said ahe. Ahe, when a nazir is passing in front of him, means I want to be probably a nazir. If he said that's what he means. If he says that's what he means, then that's what he said. Usually, we say to the guy, we're not Nevi'im, we can't read your mind. Meaning, if let's say the guy said ahe, and the nazir was not passing in front of him, and he said, what I mean is I want to be a nazir, we say, it's meaningless. What you said, ahe, is meaningless. But in combination, he said ahe, and the nazir was passing in front of him, and he said, I was thinking I want to be a nazir, that clarification elevates his comment of ahe to ahe nazir when it's nazir oimed lefanav. If the nazir was not over lefanav, then his clarification would not be effective. It's only effective in combination with nazir over lefanav. Says Tosfos. I'm sorry, let's just read the Gemara to the Tudas. Ihachi Maila Memra. If the guy says that he was thinking, I want to be a nazir, then it goes without saying, what would the chiddush be? I need a Mishnah to say, if a guy says ahe, and the nazir is passing in front of him, and he says, I meant, I want to be a nazir, then he's a nazir? I mean, what's missing over here? Says the Gemara, there's a big chiddush. Ma'u detem, I would have thought, ba'inan piv v'libay shavin. You need his mouth and his heart to be on the same page. And his mouth and his heart are not on the same page. His heart may have said, I want to be a nazir, but he never verbalized that. Kamash malon, that in conjunction, the word ahe, in conjunction with the nazir passing in front of him, and his clarification. Clarification only works when you are very close to the finish line. But if you're far from the finish line, clarification won't elevate what you said to an actual dibur. It's a very interesting concoction. This is a concoction the Gemara is making. So in other words, if a guy said ahey and he said, what I mean is I want to be a nazir, we say, pal, jump in the lake. If the guy says ahey and a nazir is over lefanav, and we say, well, what do you mean? And the guy, you know, he can't verbalize what he meant. We say, you're not a nazir. It's only, here are the ingredients you need. You need ahey. You need the nazir omer lefanav. And you need him to explain what he meant was, I want to be a nazir. So you say, well, if we need his explanation, he never said it. So it's not pivoli by shoven. So let's see Tosfos. To come out Balibai, he said in his heart, Liyos Nazir. But ina nami the Nazir over the fun. We still need the Nazir walking before him. The Kabbalah Shebelev Eino Klum. An acceptance in the heart is meaningless. The Gabe Nazir Ksiv Kiyafli Sheyifarish Bepiv. Aval ki nazir over lefanav, when a nazir is passing in front of him, upiresh b'svas av ahei, and he said with his mouth ahei, ubeli by chashav liyos nazir, and in his heart he thought, I want to be a nazir. Machsheves halev, his thoughts are effective. Mahanya, they're effective. Ki ilu amar b'piv ahei nazir kizesh over lefanav, his thoughts are effective. When the Nazir passed in front of him, and he thought, I want to be a Nazir. Amazing. Again, if the Nazir is not passing in front of him, then we don't care that he says he's thinking, I want to be a Nazir, because his thoughts are just in his mind. But when the Nazir is passing in front of him, and he said, ahey, and he explains what he meant with that ahey, so it's like his thoughts are coming to the forefront. His thoughts are more than just lit lave. Yeah, but if he doesn't tell us what he's thinking, then he's not a nazir. But once he tells us what he's thinking, then his words are somehow expressing what he's thinking. Think about this one. Maybe we'll see if that's the topic of the eon. But it's definitely deserving. Now, back a little bit further in Tosfos, Daf HaShavua says, now skip the next five lines, go to Mahu Detema. Mahu Detema Ba'inan Pivali Ba'ishavin. I would have thought you need your mouth and your heart equal. Vahacha, here. Kiloi Hoitzi Bepiv Ahi Nazir Beferosh. If he didn't emit from his mouth explicitly, I want to be a Nazir. Afa Gav De Nazir Over Lefanav. Even though the Nazir was walking in front of him. Va'omar Beliboy Nazir. And he says in his heart, he wants to be a nazir, the ain't a pivoli by shavin. Kamash malon. Listen to this. De machsheves halev megalia adiburoi de ahei. The thoughts of his heart reveal the word that he said, ahei. Ki nazir oiver lefanav, when the nazir passed in front of him, da ahei nazir kamar. His thoughts reveal that his words are saying, when the Nazir passes in front of him, that what he's saying is Ahi Nazir. And that's called Pivoli by Shavin. It's very difficult to explain, because if he didn't tell us what he's thinking, then Ahi would not be effective. And it's only effective when he tells us what he's thinking. Well, if we need to rely on what he says is thinking, so it's ain't pivoli by shavin. That's the Gemara.
Hello, Rabbi.
Was that a question?
There will be in a second. Why don't we say that when he doesn't say what's in his heart, that it becomes a ain't pivoli by shavin? If it doesn't come to the status of Yafli, then you can't have Pivoli Boshav, because it's nothing came out.
The Tosa says that no. If the Nazir is not over lefanav, it's not kiyafli.
Right.
That you need, okay. So you need the Nazir over lefanav that it should be yafli. But we need to know, he has to say what he's thinking.
Because that makes it illegal Shabbat. Otherwise it's not. You have the Lashon.
Okay, but, okay. Are you asking a question?
Yeah. Isn't the Chisaron Kiyafli not illegal Shabbat? Or is it?
No, I mean, that's not what Tosfos says. The Chisaron would be potentially Ein Pivli Bo Shavin. The question is, how are you getting around that? Okay, there's a lot to think about. That is the structure of the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Ahe Na'e, I will be beautiful. So wait a second. You say you're going to be beautiful, so that we say what you mean is you're going to be a Nazir? Maybe it means you're going to be beautified before Hashem in mitzvahs. V'dilma ana'a lefana b'mitzvahs. Maybe what you mean is, I will be beautiful in my performance of mitzvahs. K'detanya. Zekeli v'yanvehu. This is my God, and I will glorify Him. Esna'a lefana b'mitzvahs. E'esa lefana sukkah na'a. I will make a beautiful sukkah. Lulav na'a. Tzitzis na'e. Echtoiv lefanav sefer Torah na'e. V'achar chenu b'shiran. I will wrap it in silk. B'shiran na'im. So there's a concept we're supposed to do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. So when the guy said ahei na'e, how do we know that he means he's going to be a beautiful Nazir? Maybe he means he's going to do beautiful mitzvahs. Look in the Tosis. V'dimahe no'a lefana b'mitzvahs. B'shar mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs. K'detanya. Like the Brayis of the Gemara quotes. We know in the name of the Kibbalah of Naziris. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmo Shatafus B'saroi. He's holding his hair. He said, I'm going to be beautiful. And he's holding his hair. He doesn't mean he's going to write a nice Sefer Torah. He doesn't mean he's going to have a nice mezuzah. He means he's going to have nice hair. Okay. So he means he's going to be a Nazir. Now, the million-dollar question is, why did the Gemara have to come up with this answer? The Gemara just had an amazing answer before. The answer is, the Nazir was walking in front of him. So the Gemara here should have said, just like case one, where the guy said, ahey. The guy said, ahey. Hareza Nazir, what's the case? The Nazir is walking in front of him. So why didn't the Gemara say the same answer? The guy said, I will be beautiful. Now, maybe he means a nice talis. Okay, but the Nazir is walking in front of him. If a talis was flying in front of him, then he may have meant, I'm going to get a nice talis. But the Nazir's, why couldn't the Gemara stick with the same answer? Now, ultimately, Tosfos says, remember we said yesterday the question, why did the Mishnah break it up? Ha'oimer ahei. Hareza Nazir. Oy ahe noa. Why did the Gemara say case one, the halacha, and then case two? It should have left the halacha after both cases. The answer is because we're talking, to demonstrate, we're talking about two different scenarios. Case one is Nazir oymed lefanav. So if you say ahe, and it's Nazir oymed lefanav, the Mishnah says Hareza Nazir. And then if you say ahe noa, and it's a different case, the guy's holding his hair. But what made the Gemara switch the scenario? So Tosfos, and we're not even supposed to do this, Tosfos, so don't report me. Tosfos, on the second line of Deir Maschil, oh look, Amar Shmuel, Shatafas Basare, Kloimar, Ahe Na'e, B'mitzvah Hatluya B'seyar, Kagoy Naziros. Frak Tosfos, this is already not legislated. V'hacha Lek L'shnuye, Beloy tafas besara uvenazar over lefanav. Why didn't the Gemara just say we're talking about the Nazir is walking in front of him? Says Tosfos, the hacha is very, very difficult. Says Tosfos, the hacha dibur shalem kamar. Here the guy said a complete statement. You don't have to fill in any blanks. He said ahe noa. Ela noa. Ahe noa. Ve'iloy tafas besara, if he doesn't hold his hair. Afilu kinazir over lefanav. Even if there's another walking in front of him, Mishtama Shaper Ahena Bishar Mitzvahs, he could still mean I'm going to be beautiful in other mitzvahs. Kamayan Aziros. Meaning, a guy says, I will be beautiful, and there's a nazir walking in front of him. Why do you think he means, I'm going to be beautiful by in the midst of Naziros? Maybe he means Shar Mitzvahs. Oh, but you said it at the time that a nazir was walking in front of you. So the guy says, I don't need explanation. You know, I didn't leave something blank that you need to fill in a part of my statement. If I would have said, hey, and there's a nazir walking in front of me, so I use the context of the situation to fill in the blank. But if I made a complete statement, I said, hey, Noah, I don't need context to fill in words. But still, I don't need context, but I need why can't I use context to explain your words? No, explaining, it's only if you're actually holding your here. It sounds like the backdrop of the story could only fill in the blank, but can't be mefarish diburai. If we need to be mefarish your words, it's only like what you're actually doing, not the backdrop of the story. That's what it seems Tosfos is saying. Now, Tosfos asks, why the other way around? Why did Shmuel earlier have to say, there's another over lefanov? Why couldn't he say, he's holding his hair? Ule el nami deparach v'duma ahi b'tainis. Why couldn't the Gemara say, you're holding your hair? Says Tosfos, if the nazir is not walking in front of you, we would still say, ahi b'tainis, even if you're holding your hair. Very interesting. Why? If we need to fill in a blank, we don't care what you're doing. We'll only look at the context. Not clear why that's so. But the question of Tosfos is very clear. Why did the answer that we said earlier, Bishanazar Oiver Lefanov, not, why was that not used here? And the answer here, why wasn't it used there? You have to understand why Tosfos feels when it comes to filling in a blank, we look at the context of the situation. When it comes to being mefarish devarav, we look at what you're doing. You see, the second thing I said I could understand. When we want to explain your words, we'll go by what you're doing. Okay, but why when we need to fill in a blank into your statement, then we don't look at what you're doing, then we look at the context of the situation? That's what Tosfos says. Fine. Now the Gemara has, so the Gemara answers, Amar Shmuel, Shetofus Besaroi, the Amar Ana. He's holding his hair and he said, I will be beautiful. So the Gemara has one more question and we'll end with this. Wait a second. Is it good to be a Nazir or is it bad to be a Nazir? A Nazir, the Torah calls a Tamei. How in the world could a guy's statement, I will be beautiful, be interpreted as I will be a Nazir? A Nazir is not beautiful. A Nazir is ugly. Nazirus is ugliness. The Torah calls it Tumah. Well, how could you possibly interpret a statement, I will be beautiful, as I will be a Nazir? I don't care even if he's holding his hair. That's not what the word beautiful means. You can never say that beautiful is a description of something the Torah calls Tumah. In fact, the Gemara, Nazira Milsa da Avera. Nazirus is sin, va'amri le noa? And you're going to say it's beautiful? Says Tosfos, third wide line, va'amai noa. Ha'milsa da Avera hi, va'amrina le noa, perosh ha'noidir b'nozer oisa Avera. Someone who makes a nether to be nozer is doing a sin, v'kreen and le noa. V'yeshgar sinan, there is another gus, milsa aveda, avida. He did something wrong. V'chi maisa hagun v'kasha lasses kain. Is it proper to do this? Ha'averohi. And we'll see in our next learning that the Gemara is going to say, no, there's no sin in being a nazir. The sin is becoming tamei when you're a nazir. But the status of Nazirus is not sinful. Okay, now, friends, please be meichel me. I like to usually keep the Seder Monday and Tuesday night. However, I have a very fluid schedule in the upcoming Zman. So, next week I can't do Monday and Tuesday. And I don't like falling behind. So, with your permission, I need to do Thursday night at 9:15. So I know you have things Thursday night. Just cancel them. That's all you need to do. Just cancel Thursday night and come here at 9:15. Or you could listen to the shir. So basically next week, we may have to do I have to do Thursday and possibly Sunday. Well, we'll see, okay? I'm sorry, the upcoming Zman is a little bit fluid for me. Okay, thanks everyone for joining. Have a great night. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.